The book of Judges chapter 5 is the battle hymn for the kingdom of God.
四世纪第五章是有关那个为的神的国度征战的诗歌。
It was written in a very ancient Hebrew language.
它呢是用当时比较古老的希伯来语谱写的。
This was before David wrote many of his psalms.
真的比那个大卫的那些诗歌呢都在之前。
This was before King Saul and the establishment of the nation of Israel.
这呢也是在所罗门王建立以色列国之前。
This was a critical transition in the people of God.
在神的儿女之中呢，这是一个非常重要的一个转折点。
There's a question whether this small group of people of God will survive.
当时的主要问题就是神的一小部分的一些选民、那些子民能不能生存的问题。
Joshua has left.
耶稣亚呢已经离开了。
Joshua was a soldier.
耶稣亚呢是一个战士。
He led the second generation of God's people into the promised land.
他呢带领那个神的第二代的那些选民进入了应
许之地。They didn't just go into the promised land and enjoy their peaceful life.
所以进入应许之地来享受他们和平的生活。
They had to strategize.
但是呢他们必须做出非常战略性的选择。
They were prepared for battle.
他们要准备征战。
Because those who were occupying the promised land were their enemies.
因为那些占领他们应许之地的人呢是他们的敌人。
I hope there are no friends who are from Palestine.
我希望这些没有从那个从巴勒斯坦来的朋友。
What I'm saying somewhat is politically incorrect.
因为我说那些可能政治上不正确。
Well, there is problem in terms of this whole entering another land and grabbing the land.
因为你要进入一个新的地，把这个地占领，有它自己本身的问题。
This is a topic for another time.
那这是另外一个我们要讨论的题目。
But this was in between Joshua and the establishment of the king.
这呢是在那个约书亚时代和建立王的国度之前。
So if you study the book of Judges, it's a very dark period.
所以呢，如果你来查考士师记这段时间，是一个非常黑暗的时期。当时呢，人做那个犯罪。
They were brought into bondage by their enemies.
他们呢受到敌人的辖制。
They cry for help.
他们的呼喊的寻求帮助。
And God in His mercy sent liberators.
所以呢，神呢要把解放者呢送到他们那里。
They were free.
他们呢能够被解救。
But unfortunately, like many of us, they go back to the cycle of sin.
但是不幸的是，他们就重复他们这些犯罪的那个循环。
It seems like every time, you know, the cycle is unceasing.
所以他们这个不断的循环永远不会停止。
And the book of Judges chapter 5 described one of this cycle.
所以呢，四世纪第五章呢就在描绘他们面临的这一个循环。
This psalm is a thanksgiving psalm.
这个诗歌呢是一个感恩的诗歌。
Not for the turkey.
不是为了那个火鸡。
Not for the big color screen television that you get for
$299. 不是，就是你知道那个黑色星期五去99块钱买一个大的那个屏幕。
It's not even thanksgiving for the fact that you got into elite university.
也不是说来感恩你能够进入大学。
Or you have made a fortune.
或者你赚了很多钱。
This psalm of thanks is thanking God for victory.
这个感恩是感谢神给予他们的那个征战的得胜。
This psalm, unlike the psalms of David, was not to be sung in the sanctuary, in the temple, in the church.
这个诗歌呢，也和大卫的诗歌不一样。大卫的诗歌是在那个神的庙里、神的圣所里的诗歌。
It was meant to be sung outside of the sanctuary.
这个诗歌是为了在圣所之外所做的诗歌。
It was meant to be sung in the front of this raving river.
是在一个漂流动的河流之前那个称颂的诗歌。
It was a song for you to take courage.
这呢是你可以得到鼓励激励的诗歌。
When you face enemies.
当你面临强敌的时候。
When you face death.
当你面临死亡的时候。
For soldiers and their leader ready to get into the battle.
对那些战士和他们的那些临将军要进入征战之前，准备征战之前，和那来和他们的命运征战，因为他们人数众小，而你的敌人的人数正多，大大超过你。
The psalm is meant to strengthen our faith.
所以这个诗歌是要来坚强我们的信仰。
Give us courage in a time of trouble.
在我们面临困难的时候，给予我们鼓励。
And so the psalm here in Judges 5 opened by declaring this is written by Deborah.
在这首诗歌第五章一开始就说明这首诗歌是由底波拉所作的。
And Barak,
还有那个巴拉
they were singing.
他们在那边作歌
they were praising the Lord.
他们在那里称颂神。
Why did they sing this victorious hymn?
为什么他们在这里唱这首征战得胜的歌呢
Judges chapter 5 verse 2
那个第五章第二节
The psalm thank God for two group of people
这首诗歌呢是感谢神为了两组人
In English it says here that when the princes in Israel take the lead
英文当中讲到因为以色列中有军长率领
What does it mean for someone to be willing to take the lead?
对那些愿意来领导的人这意味着什么呢
See, everyone is sitting down
大家都坐在这里
So you get up
你站起来
You stick your neck out
把你的头颈伸直
Now, when you stick your neck out
把你的那个头颈伸直的时候呢
Sometimes you get praises. Yeah, you know,
有时候呢
go,
你得到那个称颂
Other time they chop your head off.
有时候呢会把你的头砍掉
And so people do not usually want to stick their neck out.
因为很多人大部分人不愿意挑出来
Especially in a troubled time.
特别是在困难的时期
And here the psalm thank God because leaders is willing to stand up.
这里呢感谢神神呢是有人愿意挑头做领导
willing to lead
愿意领导
not easy to lead
并不是那个领导并不是很容易的
not easy to lead as a spiritual leader
要成为一个属灵的领导人
you have to have your life in order
你必须有一个尊贵的生活
you have to be connectedTo God.
你必须呢和神呢有这个连接
You have to read the scripture.
你要必须来诵读经文
You have to
pray. 要来祷告
You have to know God's word. You have to know God's thoughts.
你要了解神的心意
Many people try to lead without connected to God.
很多人愿意领导但是没有致力于神的生活
The psalm thank God for those who are willing to lead.
这个诗歌呢感谢神有人愿意挑头做领导
The psalm also thank God for those who are willing to offer themselves
这个诗歌也感谢神有百姓甘心牺牲自己
give their time
很多人愿意牺牲自己的时间
instead of spending your time elsewhere you come to worship God to serve him
你不是花时间在其他地方而愿意花时间在这里一同来敬拜神
Other passage said, "Thank God for volunteers."
很多其他的经节说感谢神为了有一些志愿者
Those who are good for nothing.
这些呢做好事为了不图任何图报
I'm good for something. I just got a check for speaking.
我在这里呢那个这个布道我会有一个报酬
I'm a minister, so when I'm good, I get reward.
所以我做得好呢我就会得到奖赏
So I just got a very good honorarium.
是的，我会得到那个演讲费。
So I guess I'm good for something, right?
至少我那个可以得到些什么。
But volunteers are those who give up their time for nothing.
而那些志愿者呢，他们摆上他们的时间，没有任何报酬。
It's not nothing, it's the praises of the Lord.
他们就是能够得到神的称赞。
So in the moment crisis.
所以在危机的时刻。
In the book of Judges chapter 4 described the crisis.That God's people were going through.
在那个诗序第四章呢，讲到了那个他们当时以色列人那个经历的那个困难。
They were sinful, and God sent enemies to discipline them.
因为他们作恶犯罪，所以呢，神把他们交在敌人的手里来管教他们。
One of the biggest oppressor is a general named Sisera.
他们最大的一个压迫者呢，是一个将军叫西西拉。
He's got 900 iron chariots.
他呢，当时拥有铁车900辆。
Run you over.
他们呢，大大可以欺压那个以色列人。
Yet there are people of God who has the faith and the courage willing to stand up to enter into battle.
所以有神的那些人，他们愿意站起来领导进入征战。
The reason why these minor group of people who has this faith is because they know God is a victorious God.
这些那个微小的人，他们有这个牺牲的精神，主要是因为他们知道他们的神是一个胜利的神。
Because in verse 3 and 4 describe that they are aware that when God comes, when God call us, He is with us.
因为三四节讲到，当那个神呼召他们的时候呢，神会与我他们同在。
They recount that when the presence of God is with His people.
因为我们可以有神的同在。
Oh, there is power.
一旦有神的同在，你就有力量，你就有那个属灵的这个力量。
God's presence is like thunder.
那个神的那个存在就像一个有属灵的力量。
The mountain shakes.
就像那个泉水涌出的泉水。
In 4, he described God's presence in Mount Sinai.
所以呢，他这里呢谈到神的同在，就像西乃山一样。
So when he mentioned the presence of God in This mountain called Sinai, it referred back to God's victory over the Egyptians.
他这里谈到那个神的同在的时候，谈到西乃山，就是所指就是神在西乃山胜过那个埃及人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，we need to know our spiritual history.
我们要了解我们属灵的历史。
Because in our spiritual history, there are examples of God's leaders who are brave, who are fearless.
在属灵的历史当中，有神的那些选民愿意那个无私的、勇敢的站起来
，against all odds，
来那个征战我们的敌人。
They had no fear，
他们呢毫无惧怕。
Their faith is in the presence of God，
他们的信仰来自于神的同在。
And so our scripture, the word of God, is a recounting of all those victories in God.For God's people.
所以我们的经文经节不断地重复来描述神所带领的这些一次一次的这个征战的胜利。
See, the more you know about your spiritual history,
你越多地了解我们的那个属灵的历史，
the more you know how God had worked.
就知道神的工作是怎么做的。
Not only in the past,
看过去，
but in the present.
不管过去还是现在。
The variety of story of victories.
都有非常多的那个征战得胜的故事，在那个经节中体现出来。
It's meant to empower each one of us.
这些故事就是要使我们有能力。
If God could give these small people victory,
如果神能给这些微小的人群他们得胜
，You and I could have the same spiritual journey.
我们呢，你我也可以有同样的属灵的那个经历。
It's interesting that I don't know about your congregation, but the people I know from the community, and you know, my brother Chris, everybody's into roots, finding their Chinese root.
我不知道你们这里会众怎么样。那个我和那个Chris 弟兄，还有我们的了解的那个
ancestral mountain.
他们都在非常竭力找到他们祖先的那个根。
Every surname, the Leung or the Wang has an ancestral mountain.
所以，如果以那个王那姓氏王啊什么，他有一个祖先可以追溯到一座山里。
The progenitor of your clan was given this place for him to propagate a great name clan.
就是呢，你当时的祖先呢有这块地可以繁衍你的后代。
So this, why do they engage in this search of root?
为什么那么多人非常感兴趣来寻找他们祖先族谱呢
？It empowers you.
因为它可以使你更有能力。
We know a friend, Paula Madison. We know a friend, her name is Paula.
我知道一个朋友，他的名字叫 Paul。
She grew up in Harlem. She was born in Harlem.
他在那个哈伦长大。
got into Vassar. Vassar College.
啊，他去的那个瓦萨学院。
And she got a job with NBC.
她呢，在 NBC 得到一个工作。
And eventually got into General Electric.
最后呢，到那个GE去工作。
A lead African American woman.
她是一个非洲非裔的女子。
But she was trying to find who she was.
她想知道她来自于何方。
She knew that her mother looked Chinese.
她知道她的母亲呢像那个中国人。
Mother and sister are black, right in Harlem. So they always make fun of her. How come you got a Chinese mother?
她怎么能够有一个中国的母亲呢？
And so she kept searching.
她开始研究追溯。
Until one day she decided to retire early.
某一天呢，她决定她想那个及早退休。
They have amassed great wealth. Her brother went to Harvard an MBA, so they got business going.
他们家族很有钱，他的那个兄弟去了那他的先生 brother husband.
Brother and husband. Well,
他的家族的去哈佛读书得到 MBA, 所以家族很有钱。
So, finally, he found that her grandfather was a Hakka Chinese in Shenzhen.
他说他的那个祖他的祖父是一个客家人从深圳来的。
She wrote a book.
他写了一本书。
Made a movie.
也呢做了一个电影。
We had a conference about her family and our church.
也到我们教会来。
Now, in her film,
在他的那个电影里呢
talked about when she found the ancestor, the grave of her grandfather, she started crying.
当他描述他找到他的祖先的时候呢他呢开始那个哭泣。
She found that this is where I came from.
他知道这是他来的根。
His grandfather went to Jamaica.
他的那个祖父呢去呢牙买加。
Had a relationship with a native Indian, South Asian and African, so she's a blend of all ethnic group.
他的祖父呢和当地的一个可能有南亚的、印度的或者东南亚的那个血统的一个人结婚。
When she found her root,
那她现在她找到了她的
related to an ancestral mountain,
和她的有关的那个族谱相连。
Oh, she was in power.
她呢得到了很大的能力。
She is walking around. She's in television. She's like power of her Hakka Chinese identity.
她呢到处那个在电视上可以想，她是一个她的祖先的根是一个客家人。
Verse 4, God is calling people of God to find your root.
这里呢，神呼召他的选民来找到他们的根基。
Your spiritual ancestry,
你的那个属灵的那个根。
Mount Sinai,
是西乃山。
The power of God that manifests Himself,
在西乃山上，神展现了他的那个能力。
The Ten Commandments, the Word of God that will empower us,
and 十诫和神的话语来给予你能力。
Also, this psalm praises God for His work.
这个诗歌呢在这里称颂神神的话语。
And in verse 6 onward it described the condition.
第六节开始呢讲了当时的那个条件。
When we look around in our world,
当我们看我们周围的环境的时候
whether the place you work,
不管是你工作场所
the school,
还有你的学校
community,
在你生活的社区
we have very well developed plan for the future.
我们对自己将来呢有很好的计划。
But there are also difficult pockets of poverty and terrorism.
但呢还有很多面临不同的困难和比如说恐怖等等恐怖活动。
Many churches in Chinatown.
在那个中国城里的很多教会。
Because many of the Chinese community have moved out of Chinatown.
因为很多中国家庭都离开了中国城。
Well, they're in Elmhurst.
他们都到 Elmhurst 来。
Flushing.
或者到法拉盛去。
In Brooklyn.
或者到布鲁克林。
And so many of us who minister in Chinatown, we meet together. Lord, everyone in this moving out of Chinatown.
我们在那个 Chinatown 的教会的牧师，我们在一起就经常讲那个，大部分人都离开了中国城。
Some of our friends move with the people and they start churches in the outside of Chinatown.
所以很多牧师呢也跟着人群离开，在新的地方开始那个教会。
Few of us.
但我们剩下的一些呢
，thought that we got to do something about it.
我们需要为这个呢做点事情。
We got to minister to this current presence of a group.
我们呢要对那些现存的一些人呢进行牧养。
And we pray together.
我们呢在一起祷告。
But we don't have answers.
但呢，我们没有得到答案。
Sometime in our lives or in our church ministry.
在我们的生活当中，在这个教会的牧养工作里。
There are crises.
有时呢会有危机。
And the scripture tell us.
经文告诉我们呢。
In the time of the book of Judges.
在士师记的那个时代。
When times are going very difficult, darkness prevail.
当那个你的面临很多困难的时候呢，黑暗的势力呢，那个占上风。
There is always some individual from God's community.
总有一些从神的那个里面的一些人呢
，who's willing to stand up.
愿意那个站起来。
Who's not willing to give up.
他不愿意那个承认失败。
And so in the book of Judges chapter 5 verse 6.
所以在士师记第五章第六节的时候
It talks about the days of Jael The roads were abandoned
谈到在当时的时候呢大道无人行
Travelers took to winding path
而那个旅行者呢都是绕道而行
I don't know if some of you might have been in New York during the 70s When the New York City was about to go bankrupt
当时如果 在座的有在70年代在纽约市的时候当时纽约市几乎要破产了
In Chinatown was a scary place
当时呢中国城呢是一个非常可怕的地方
I remember I tried to go from Eastport Way the end of Eastport Way to the train station in East, end of Eastport Way
当时呢我想从西面呢到那个地铁站
I had to run for my life
我必须要非常跑得很快否则我就没命
My mother-in-law got mugged in that train station
而我的那个我的那个岳母呢在那个那边也被抢劫过
Why would a condition exist like that?
为什么当初条件那么差呢
The scripture said that because in verse 7 village life in Israel ceased
他讲了以色列中的官长停职
In Chinese it talk about the leader the officers didn't do their job
在那个中文的经节翻译里就是说当时的那个官长停止没有做他的工作
Instead of caring for the community
而不仅仅是那个照顾这个社区
People out to lunch
他们开始出去吃午饭
They did not plan for the welfare of the community
他们并没有为社区的福利而工作
Until
直到
The scripture said These were the dark days of Israel UntilVerse 7.
那些以色列的黑暗的时期一直到
Until what?
直到怎么样呢
Until Deborah.
直到底波拉西
I, Deborah.
就直到我底波拉
Arose.
兴起
Arose.
兴起
In the midst of this chaos.
在那些混乱的时期
Nobody cares.
没有人关心任何事情
One woman.
一个女子
One individual,
一个单独的人
she said, let me do something.
让我来做一些事情。
So she stands up.
她呢兴起。
Why was she standing up?
为什么她能够兴起呢
She said, and the scripture said, the condition was horrific until Deborah arose as what?A mother of Israel.
当时说呢，情况非常糟糕，一直到底波拉能够做以色列的母兴起。
So the problem of people with God at that time.
当时那个神的子民的问题是
，no mother to take care of the nation.
就没有一个母亲能够关照照顾他的国度。
What is kids running around wild?
当时那个孩子都到处乱跑。
Undernourished,
没有人去喂养他们。
No spiritual direction,
走不同的方向。
Until,
直到
one,
直到有一个
Deborah,
底波拉
stood up,
愿意站起来兴起。
Willing to be what?
他愿意干嘛呢
？Willing to be a mother,
愿意成为一个母亲。
How many of you are willing to be a mother?
多少人愿意成为母亲
？I don't mean that.Just for the guy, for the women, sisters.
我不是说只是对姊妹而言。
But the idea of a mom,
作为一个母亲而言
，What is a mom?
这个母亲意味着什么呢
？Hungry, she'll feed you.
你要那个喂养，如果你的孩子那个饥饿。
You're dirty, she wash you when you're a baby.
如果你的孩子肮脏，你要把它清洗。
She take care of you.
她呢要那个照顾你。
She walk by, there's a mess.
要把你呢从那个混乱中解救出来。
She roll up her sleeve.
能够呢，那个把衣服卷起来。
She cleans up the mess.
能够把那个清洗。
In that condition of God's people,
在当时神的子民这个条件下
，they need someone with a heart of a mother.
他们需要有一个有母亲心肠的人。
To care for the community,
能够照顾他们的社区。
Who's willing to take on the responsibility?
能够愿意那个承担这个责任。
Oh, and the burden,
或者这个重担。
So when my wife and I got married.
但我和我姊妹结婚的时候呢
It was a great experience.
我们有非常好的经历
But I don't think she ever imagined that she would have twins.
但也没想到她当时会有一个我们会有个双胞胎
And we were in seminary.
我们当时呢在神学院里面
I was working part time.
当时呢我是那个兼职工作
She had to quit her job.
她呢必须呢把她的工作辞去
It was not easy.
那个很不容易
But my kids are grown up now, the twins.
但我们的那个双胞胎他们都长大了。
Went to good school.
他们也进很好的学校。
My younger twin have twin.
我的那个小儿子呢又有了一个
Korean, right?
有一个又一个双胞胎。
And I look at my daughter-in-law.
我看到我的那个女儿媳妇。
Always try to get me there to babysit.
他总要找到那个。
Oh, my wife and I help. I cook, right?
我呢可以煮饭，我的那个太太可以帮助。
So it's not easy.
所以不容易。
It's a responsibility.
这是一种责任。
But ultimately, it's love.
但最后呢是有关爱。
So whatever look at the people of God in Israel.
当那个底波拉看到那个以色列的光景的时候
，Man, what a problem group, you know?
那有很多问题。
She look at these kids, these people of God who is having difficult time.
她来看这些神的儿女，他们正在面临困难。
They're my babies.
这就是我们的孩子。
The formation of the nation of Israel, Deborah took it upon herself being the mother.
在那个以色列国度形成的中呢，那个底波拉起了那个母亲的作用。
This is my baby.
她说呢，这是我的那个孩子。
You view God's church, the people of God, as your project or your baby. What is your baby?
所以你的孩子是什么呢？
A lot of people, you know, this is my baby. What is it? Your TV, right? LED, right?
如果说我的那个孩子，很多人会说他的那个大屏幕的那个电视机。
I mean, everybody has a baby, right?
每个人都有自己喜欢的。
You play with, you nurture with, you clean it, right?
你喜欢那个去喂养、清洁。
You look at it, you kiss it, you know.
你经常那个关照他。
Oh, it's just love and care.
就是你用你的爱来去照顾的。
And there's a difference between.The father and the mother.
在母亲和父亲之间呢是不一样的。
To be a father of a church or a group of people or a nation.
如果成为一个教会或者一个国家
See,
一群人的父亲。
It's interesting that if you look around the governing system of the world.
如果看我们世界的那个管制的那个系统。
Oh, they're moving to a father figure.
他们都是面向都是一些父亲的责任。
Look at the recent 19th Congress in China, Xi Jinping.
看中国那个十九大的那个党代会，他是一个父亲。
This.
他说就指定你做什么做什么。
I'll beat you up if you don't shape up.
如果你不做这个，你会要怎么样
？He clean house, right? That's a real father figure.
这是一个父亲的那个作用。
Powerful.
一个强有力的。
You don't shape up, ship out.
如果你不这么做，那你就离开。
Oh, Putin, right? Putin.
普丁。
They don't want to reinstall him as a czar of Russia.
他们想把他重新入为俄国的沙皇。
So around the world, there is desire for this father figure.
所以全世界呢都要渴求有那个强有力的父亲的那个新的领导人。
Mess, right? Well, our president tried to be like that in America, but we're pretty rebellious, right?
但我们的总统也想这样，但是我们是非常反抗。
So America is a tough bunch.
所以美国呢可能很难办。
We don't know what obedience means.
因为我们不太知道那个顺服是什么。
That's why you need a mother.
所以呢，我们这里呢就需要一个母亲。
Deborah wants to be the mother of Israel.
底波拉呢想成为以色列的母亲。
The example how she was the mother.In the way she approached the governance of her people.
所以呢，她作为母亲呢，就显现在她怎么去那个管理治理她的民的那个方式。
In the book of Judges,
在士师记里面
tells us that Deborah was first of all a prophetess.
先讲的那个底波拉呢，首先她是一个女先知。
Judges 4 chapter 4 verse 4, Deborah a prophetess.
在士师记第四章第四节讲到底波拉是一名女先知。
The second description of Deborah was in verse 5. She held court under the palm Deborah.
在第五节里边他讲到他在那个棕榈树下呢有一个地方去那个听判那个争议。
So Deborah was a judge.
所以呢底波拉呢也是一个法官。
Not a judge with a wig and a black robe.
他不是那个戴着那个发套穿着那个袍服的那个法官。
She has the gift of judgment.
他呢是在这里能够做出判断。
Her court is not a formal building.
她的那个法庭也不是一个正式的那个场所。
Her court is under a palm tree.
她的法庭呢，在一个棕树下面。
People who had problem.
当人们之间有争议、有问题的时候呢
，human conflicts.
他们人与人之间有争议、争执的时候呢
，they come to her.
他们就去那边听她的判决。
She has a gift of judgment.
她呢，必须做出判决。
She knows people.
他了解人
she hear their story,
但他听说他们
and she makes a decision,
然后呢做出决断
she decides,
然后做出决断
people can't decide,
因为人们不能决断
fighting,
他们争互相争斗
her role as a judge is to pacify these fighting elements
他作为一个法官的判断者的那个地位是让这些争战能够平息
also she was a prophetess
他同时呢也是一个先知。
A prophet knows in Chinese 先知 right? They know first before you.
作为先知就是他们比你有先知先觉。
Well, how do you know before everybody knows?
那你怎么知道比其他人都早知道呢
well, ？Revelation of God.
主要是神的那个显现启示。
God reveal His truth to that person.
神呢向他呢显现那些真理。
Also, someone could know before we know.
作为先知比我们早知道呢？
They observe.
他们不断地观察。
They gather information.
他们呢也收集信息。
They do research.
他们也做研究。
They read up on. They watch.
他们呢不断看阅读。
Now I know a lot of stuff.
他知道很多。
Because I watch Charlie Rose.
Charlie Rose. 我因为我看那个电视节目主持人 Charlie Rose 的那个节目。那我很悲伤他的那个问题。
Since 1991,
我看他的节目从91年开始就看。
I can't understand how he fell, and now I have no access to this information.
我不知道他为什么会变成面临那么大的问题，我对此呢也毫无信心。
Deborah knows.
但这里呢，底波拉知道。
She knows because God told her.
他这里呢知道底波拉，因为神告诉他。
She knows because she reads people well.
因为他能够来了解人的心意。
She understand.
他理解。
Human hearts.
他理解人的心意。
And the example that God has given in the book of Judges is the person of Barak.
在这里在士师记里提到的那个例子人是巴拉。
Would you name yourself Barak?
他的名字叫巴拉。Barak.
President Obama.
就是我们的那个前总统那个。
Was named Barak.
他的名字也有巴拉这个字。
I think if he read this passage that describes Barak,
如果他读这个经节来描述巴拉。
He probably wouldn't want to name himself Barak.
他不会把自己名字称为叫巴拉。
So the relationship between Deborah and Barak.
在巴拉和底波拉之间的关系
illustration of the gift of Deborah has a prophetess
就是给底波拉呢有这个先知的地位
as well as a judge
也有他的那个法官的地位
someone who knows human nature
他了解人的性情
knowing human nature
了解人的性情呢
allow her to provide a certain kind of leadership
所以可以他提供一定的领导力
not like the father
而不像是那个父亲
proclamation
不惯的宣出宣扬、
oh, this is where you should go.
这是你应该走的方向、
Charge.
你那个往前走
Deborah
底波拉呢
Disciple Barak
还有那个有巴拉他的 他的那个使徒。
In the book of Judges, chapter 4, verse 6,
在第五第四章的第六节
，Deborah sent to for Barak, son of Ammon, from Kadesh of Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go take with you 10,000 men to Naphtali and Zebulun, and lead the way to Mount." Table.
第四章第六节提到，他打发人从拿弗他利的基底是将亚比纳安的儿子巴拉招来，对他说：“耶和华以色列的神吩咐你说，你率领一万拿弗他利和西布伦人上他伯山去。”
So Deborah was a prophet.
所以底波拉是一个先知。
God told her.
神对他说
，To call Barak.
去宣召巴拉。
So that Barak could lead 10,000 people.
所以巴拉呢可以领导一万的人。
And then in verse 7 tells us that the strategy of Deborah.
他第七节呢讲到了底波拉的策略战略。
He said, I will lure Sisera.
他说我会呢诱使那个西西拉。
Oh, the commander of Jabin's army with his chariots and his troop to another place, another river, and God would give him into your hand.
我必使野兵的将军西西拉率领他的车辆和全军往基顺河到你那里去，我必将他交在你手里。
If God told you,
如果神告诉你
He call you,
他呼召你
that you will fight,
你呢会有一个征战
you will go,
你会去这个征战
because he has a strategy for you to win.
他呢也有让你能够得胜的一个策略。
How would you respond?
你会怎么反应呢？
How would you respond?
你会如何反应？
I guess I would say, Yes, Lord, I'm going.
我会说好啊，神，我就跟你去。
Well, I'm not sure that.
但呢，我并不是太
明确。Maybe you and I would be like Barak.
我们呢，这里会像巴拉一样说。
In verse 8,
第八节里边说
，Barak said to her,
巴拉对他说
，If you go with me, I will go.
如果你同我去，我就去。
But if you don't go with me, I won't.
如果你不同我去，我就不去。
Now, Mama's boy.
那就是那个母亲的儿子都这样了。
A fraidy cat.
是一个非常胆小害怕的小猫。
Right? And
神对你已经呼召他说。
And Deborah said, "I'm right behind you."
Deborah 说我会在你后面。
And he goes, "I'll go if you go."
如果你去，我就去。
Now, if you were a leader.
如果你是个领导人
What would you do?
你会怎么说呢
See, most father like, you know, authoritarian leader would say
很多像父亲一样的独裁型的领导就会说
You don't want to go?
你不想去吗
Just sit down
你就在旁边待一边去吧
We'll find someone else
我去找另外一个人
But Deborah
而那个底波拉说呢
Has a mother
作为一个母亲
Has a leader
作为一个领导
Has God'sWisdom given to her.
有神给予她的智慧。
Very well, Deborah said.
她说好吧。
I will go with you.
我必与你同去。
Instead of mocking him,
不是嘲笑他。
Oh, come on, come on, you know, like, come on, you know, don't be a wimp. Instead of mocking him,
不是去嘲笑他。
Or putting him away.
把他不过把他放在一边
She said, I'll go with you.
他说呢我必与你同去
And she's also say, well, there are consequences too.
但呢他也讲了跟他同去的一个结果
God would not use you, you would not receive the glory of killing this enemy.
你呢不会得到那个征战这些敌人得到的所得到的荣耀
God will hand your enemy over to a woman.
神呢会将你的敌呢交在一个妇人的手里。
And the most important thing is that last part of verse 8, so Deborah went with Barak.
非常重要的第八节最后讲到于是底波拉同巴拉一同往基底斯去了。
Barak.
巴拉。
If you look at the book of Hebrew in chapter 11,
如果看那个希伯来书第十一章
he was named one of the individual who had faith.
他也是作为有一个信仰的人。
Well, he sure doesn't look like an individual with faith.
但他应该是看作一个有信仰的人。
But the story tells us because of Deborah's ministry to Barak.
因为这里呢，告诉我们是由于那个底波拉牧养了巴拉。
Has a mother who cared for a timid, shy child.
就像一个母亲来照顾喂养一个胆小的孩子一样。
Who treat him like if he was her own son.
就把他看作他自己的儿子。
To nurture him.
来喂养他
to build up his faith,
能够把他的信仰根基建立起来
until he was named in the Hall of Fame,
直到他成为一个有名望的人
Deborah stood up,
在这里呢那个底波拉站立起来
in a time of crisis,
在危机的时刻
lack of leadership,
当那个缺乏领导人的时候
so she developed one,
他建立了一个领导人
The most important problem that the people of God have was because they were worshiping other gods.
因为当时呢，以色列人面临最大问题，他们敬拜其他的神。
In verse 8,
在第八节
they chose new gods.
他们选择新神。
Perhaps they didn't want to follow God's words.
因为呢，不想来遵循神的话。
They didn't want to follow the worship in God's people.
他们也不想来那个敬拜神。
Maybe it's more exciting to worship other gods.
他们觉得那个敬拜其他神更好。
Well, when the Canaanites worship their gods,
当那个迦南人那个敬拜他们神的时候
it's more interesting than the Jews or the Israelites who worship the true God.
因为比那个他们自己面敬拜自己神更好。
The pagan or those who are in this land when they worship God is like a party.
其他的那些外邦人他们敬拜神的时候就像在就像那个开 party 一样非常高兴
they have temple priests, priestess, women.
他们呢有他们自己的那个神庙有女的那个
all kind of exotic activity.
有自己女神他们可以做各种各样稀奇古怪的事
and so the people of God abandoned the worship of the true God
所以呢神的子民弃绝了敬拜神
When they abandoned the worshiping of the true God,
当他们弃绝敬拜他们自己神的时候呢
？The scripture said they put down their God.
他们那个把他的神放在一边。
Verse 8, when they chose new God,
当他们选择新神的时候呢，征战就面临到他们。
When they were having good time,
当我们有好时光的时候呢
？When they're enjoying their parties,
他们在非常那个高兴的欣赏，他们忘记了。
Their goal is to enter into spiritual warfare.
他们的目标是进入属灵的征战。
You know, same could be true for us who are Christian.
对我们基督徒来说也是如此。
When the congregation sang "Onward, Christian Soldiers,"
当那个聚会谈到要找那个属灵的征战
I don't remember the last time I heard that song sang in churches.
我很少很久都没听到在教会里面弹那个基督那个战士的那个诗歌我们也很长时间没听到了
I heard praise songs
我听到一些敬拜的赞美的诗歌
We hear a sweet song of Jesus
我们有非常甜蜜的诗歌
We heard these really nice songs make you feel well good
有非常好的诗歌听起来让你感觉非常
好 But I haven't heard this song
但我很少听到这个歌
Is this dated
是不是已经那个不合时宜了
Onward Christian soldiers
来唱基督徒作为战士
wow, bring back the crusade against what? You
know? 是不是你要成为十字军的战士去反对
incorrect song.
是一个政治上不正确的一个诗歌
Precisely because our churches have forgotten
因为主要是我们教会已经忘记了
We are engaged in a battle
是我们在正在介入一个征战
That generation of Jews or Israelites
那个当时他们的以色列人的比赛
They entered the promised land
他们进入了应许之地
promised land, let's enjoy.
他们非常喜欢那个应许之地
No, promised land is engaging in warfare
在应许之地他们应该进入征战
You're not careful, the enemy will eat you up
如果他们一不小心那个他们的敌人就会把他们吃掉
And the scripture said precisely why the enemy came in
这个经节就明确地讲到了为什么敌人来了
They said war came to the city gates
第八节讲的征战的事就临到城门
And the people of God is unprepared
而那个神的子民呢，没有做好准备。
The scripture said, and not a shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel.
但是讲呢，四万多的以色列人居然没有见有能人见到那个盾牌和枪矛。
They're not prepared.
他们好准备。
Are we prepared?
是我们准备好了吗
？Our churches today, our Christianity is not prepared.
我们的教会，我们的基督徒也没有做好准备。
We lost our edge.
我们呢，失去了我们的优势。
We forget that the Scripture tells us that we in the Old Testament is an engagement in battle.
我们忘了在旧约里边经文告诉我们不断的在征战之中。
You gotta have your shield ready.
你必须要你的盾牌准备好。
You have to in your home, in your spiritual life, have a shield.
在你的属灵生活当中，你必须要准备好你的盾牌。当其他人
you could shield off the arrows,
当那个矛攻你的时候，
temptation,
你可以用那个盾牌抵挡，
you,
你可以抵挡那个诱惑。
And you better have in your right hand an instrument of attack.
在你的右手呢，你必须要有那个进攻的武器。
Says that there's no spear.
所以在这里呢，没有枪矛。
No sword.
没有枪矛。
The people of God were defenseless.
而那个神的那个子民呢，毫无防备能力。
Brothers and sisters, this hymn,
弟兄姊妹，这个诗歌
remind us,
提醒我们
that we are in a spiritual battle.
我们呢是在一个属灵的征战里。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6,
在以弗所书第六章
verse 12, Paul said, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood."But against ruler, against authority, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
以弗所书第六章十二节，这里保罗说呢，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及属灵天空属灵气的恶魔征战，所以要拿取神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就一切，还能站立得住。
So during Deborah's time.
所以在底波拉的那个时代
Why the whole people of God,
神的子民
they were laying down.
他们都那个失去了
Laying down is a metaphor for many activities.
那个就是那很多活动都没有了
You could be sleeping.
你可以在睡觉
Could be out to lunch.
或者在外面吃午饭
You could be laying down in the temple of the idols.
或者你在那个神庙当中呢
Engaging in morality.
或者那个做不属灵的不道德的事
Their right to be what? Taken by the power to be.
所以他们被一些权力能力所征服了。
So when Deborah declared, I stand.
当那个底波拉宣称说他会站立起来。
She stood up.
他站立起来。
She's got the armor of God.
他呢得到了神的军队。
She's got the sword.
他得到了那个枪矛。
We gotta have the sword, armor of God.
我们呢有神的那个装备甲胄。
The word of God with us.
神呢会与我们同在。
So that we would continue engage in battle.
所以我们能够继续进行这个征战。
And when Deborah encouraged the congregation to sing this hymn.
当那个底波拉让那个以色列人唱这首诗歌的时候。
It was a small group of people from God.
他只是那个神的一小部分人。
They were fighting an enemy.
他们和敌人在征战。
More powerful.
更强有力的敌人征战。
They were outnumbered.
他们的人数众多。
But when they begin to sing together.
那当他们在一块那个歌颂的时候呢
？Everybody. In Judges chapter 5 verse 9.
在第十五章第九节。
The leader of the psalm said, "My heart is with Israel's princes."With the willing volunteer among the people, praise the Lord.
他这里讲，我的心倾向以色列的首领，他们在民中甘心牺牲自己，你们应当称颂耶和华。
Those who are leading this congregation,
当那个这些聚会的领导人
those who are volunteering themselves to engage in a bad spiritual battle
而那些自愿甘心进入这个 进行属灵征战
it's made up of all kind of individuals
这所有各种不同的人组成的
verse 10
第十节
There are those who ride on white donkeys
有骑白驴的
they have more wealth
这些人可能更有钱
They may have more resources
他们可以有更多的资源
Are they able to sit on saddle and blankets
他们能坐在那个绣花毯子上的
Others only could walk
而其他人呢只能走路过来
They may have limited resources
他们的那个资源有限
They walk, they don't have a donkey to ride
他们没有那个驴可以白驴可以骑
But as they work together,
他们一同行走
as they sing together,
他们一起歌唱
in verse 11,
在第十一节
the voice of the singer at the water places,
在打水之处的
声音诉说 they recite the righteous act of the Lord,
他们在诉说耶和华公义的作为他们知道神的作为
they know their Bible story,
他们知道他们圣经的故事
how God won victory with his people,
当神怎么带领他们 赢得胜利
they are familiar with the righteous act of God,
他们了解神公义的作为
they see themselves as warrior,
他们也看到那个他们作为神的战士
Christian soldiers,
作为基督的战士
it's very different,
这很不一样
To think of yourself in those terms.
想象自己在这些的场景下。
You're struggling.
你在那个斗争。
See, the Muslim friend, we know they are extreme in their awareness of their worry.
我们的穆斯林朋友呢，他们对他们的那个战士的心态是可以走得非常极端。
But we are aware of our warriors, they are engaging in spiritual battle.
我们也必须意识到自己进入属灵征战的这个状态。
We need to act like Christian soldiers.
我们必须像那个基督的战士一样。
We need to know the word of God.
我们必须了解神的话语。
We need to be like Deborah and the volunteer willing to stand up.
我们需要像底波拉一样和那些志愿者甘愿站出来一样。
To take on their responsibility.
来那个承受这个责任。
For Deborah.
和像底波拉一样。
Is to see Israel.
是能够看到以色列。
As her own baby.
把他看成他自己的孩子。
How do you see Christian testimony?
你看这个基督我们这里的正主教会。
How do you see your church?
怎么看待你的这个教会?
Someone else's baby?
是其他人的孩子吗?
Leaders.
还是那个领导人?
No, we all have Deborah's heart that this is our project that God has called us to. We work together to build the church.
我们必须像底波拉把这个教会，我们所有一切看成是神给予我们的这个任务，要建立这个教会。
I'm not good at invitation.
我不是给大家这个邀请。
But if I would give an invitation, I would ask you all to stand.
如果给大家这个呼召，大家可能都要站立起来。
I invite you to stand, not standing up, but your spirit of standing up.
我不是说你人站起来，是要你的那个属灵能够站立起来。
Lord, I want to be the person you want me to be as a faithful servant of this congregation.
神啊，你要使我成为这我们这个聚会的忠心的服侍的人。
To care for,
能够照顾。互相照顾。
To nurture each other.
互相喂养。
To encourage each other.
互相鼓励。
Like Deborah,With Barak.
就像那个底波拉怎么去照顾巴拉一样。
May the Lord receive all His glory.
愿神接受他所有一切的荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for reminding us that we are engaging in a spiritual battle.
神啊，我感谢你，你提醒我们，我们不断的在进行属灵的征战。
May we wake up from our stupor.
让我们能够觉醒过来，站立起来。
May we stand up like Deborah.
我们能像底波拉一样站立起来
willing to declare herself as the mother of Israel
能够自愿来宣称她是以色列人的母亲
with the love of a mom a caring heart of a mother who cares for the child
就像有母亲的爱像母亲来照顾她的孩子一样
to nurture someone like Barak
来那个喂养建立像巴拉一样的人
so we could encourage one another in our faith
能够我们在我们的信仰中互相鼓励
May we all always be alert
我们都不断的警醒
That Satan is prowling around like a lion want to swallow us
那个我们周遭的那个撒旦敌人像那个狮子一样随时把我们要吞吃
May we take on the armor the shield of faith
那我们穿立起信仰的那个甲胄。
Put on the helmet of salvation.
把那个救世救赎的那个军装。
Study the word of God.
来学习神的话语。
Know God's truth as our soul.
把那个神的那个真理作为我们的那个作为我们的锚。
Continue to walk by faith.
在信仰中不断的前进。
May you be with us.
愿与我们同在。
Strengthen us.
坚强我们
so that your church and your people will continue to be built up.
所以你的子民你的教会会不断的被建造
for your honor and glory.
为你的荣耀
we pray this in the precious name of our Lord.
我们以你尊贵的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.